A very good evening to all my dear students. So over the last few audio sessions that I have done, I have talked about various aspects of exam preparation, right? From being accountable for your preparation, you know, giving yourself targets, how to meet them, how to stay positive about your preparation, and so on. And when I have been interacting with so many of you, I realize that sometimes I do get messages which say that they were not able to do this task and they would do it sometime in coming week or coming month or near future. And this is what my audio session today is going to be about. I want you to understand as an individual that when you are defaulting to do a task, is it because you have a genuine reason not to do it? Or are you simply making an excuse for it, right? Now, how are we going to do it is the most important thing. Because when we say that you're trying to make an excuse, it is not something that you're doing purposefully. Yes, you're probably not aware of it, that you are doing something like this, right? And if you're not aware of it because you aren't really doing it consciously, then how will you rectify it? So the first thing I would want you all to do is to recognize the pattern of your default, right? And this is what I'm trying to say is, we are not worried about you are making an excuse or not doing any task. We are worried about that is there a particular behavior pattern behind this defaulting? And if there is, then we can rectify it, we can correct it, and you can bounce back. For example, there would be certain students who are really able to do a lot of things. They're able to revise their notes. They're able to solve questions. They are able to do their theory content very well, but they would not give the tests, right? And they would, you would say that, oh, you couldn't find time for it, or, oh, you weren't really ready for it, or you didn't revise for the test. And therefore you would keep postponing it. Now, this is what is called as pattern recognition. So if you really fall into this category, right, and if there is a set pattern, then this is rather a behavioral concern more than a genuine problem. And if it is a behavioral concern, we will definitely, try and help you out on working on it. So talk about it. The most important reason of why usually people not give tests is that they are scared. They're scared of their performance. They're scared to see their result. They're scared to see where they lie amongst so many students. And this, fear is so strong that it makes them completely avoid the task, right? So we want, or I would say, I really want you to first acknowledge this about yourself, right? So sit down, see what are you trying to avoid, and see if there is a pattern to it. And if there is, then as I said, you acknowledge it. That, whatever things you've been saying about reasons not doing it are probably not genuine. And as I said before, you are not really doing it purposefully. So don't feel bad about it. The idea is to know that this is the problem. And once you know it, as you're all doctors, that once you know or you diagnose the condition, you would solve it as well, right? So acknowledging that there is this thing that you are trying to do, right? And it is not genuine, is what is most important. Now, once you've done this, the next thing I want you to do is talk to yourself. You are adults. You would never like somebody telling you, oh, you are not doing the right thing. Okay, we don't like it. So now I would say you should talk to yourself. I want you to tell yourself that this is not the right thing. This is not the right perspective. And I want you to talk to yourself and tell yourself that, look, this is something that I can definitely overcome. I have a very strong willpower. I have a positive mind frame. And if I am going to think about it positively, I will be able to overcome this, right? So don't wait for a third person to tell you that your behavior or, your avoidance is not right, because then we don't like it. Then we take it on our ego. So it's very important that once you've acknowledged the problem, you talk to yourself about it. And, you are always welcome to talk to your mentors, right? So do write back to us. If you feel we can help you, we will be more than happy to do that, right? Another aspect of this is that once you understand, don't be in denial. Now, what do I mean by that? Which means stop blaming things or circumstances for your lack of, your lack of commitment, right? So you have to stop blaming that the course was vast or the time is less or I have certain issues or, there are so many things that we could do. So, you have to understand that you have to stop blaming. A person who's very strong in the mind, they would take the blame on themselves. Because you know what is the beauty of it? Somebody, if you put the blame on someone else, nobody's going to rectify it, right? But if you have a strong mind and you accept that this is something wrong that you did, suddenly you realize you have the power to change it into a positive. You can do it correctly the next time. So that's the beauty of taking responsibility, that you get your power back and you will be able to rectify the things by yourself without even anybody assisting you in that, right? So make it a habit that it is okay, right? If you've done something wrong, we'll accept it, we'll stop blaming, and we'll find out solutions, right? So blaming will not give you any solutions. The solution lies when you start thinking how to circumvent the problem, right? And now you will be able to make amendments. So you will realize that whatever you couldn't do earlier, suddenly you will have this positive energy telling you that you can do it. And you will stop actually postponing the tasks and take them head on, right? Which is what I want you to do. I want you to take these tasks head on, right? And the last thing that I would say is that remember, each one of you has choices to make. And what you will do in life, okay, will really depend on the choices you have made. So when you have this power to make choices, try and make them the best, right? Do not run away, okay? Sometimes the easier things are going to be very, very, inviting. And that makes it all the more a reason why we would sort of postpone some tasks always, right? So you have to see, understand that it's all about the choices you make. Yes? So you'll promise yourself that no matter how hard a task looks, you are going to make a default choice of yes. Okay? Your default choice is going to be a yes. You are going to be a yes man or a yes woman. And you're going to say this yes to everything that comes your way because, opportunities come disguised as problems. So when you make a default choice of making a yes, you are more likely to hit more opportunities, and therefore you're more likely to rise as compared to anyone else. So this is the message that I want you to sleep today with. I want you to make a choice of saying a yes. Lots of good wishes and lots of love. Stay happy, stay healthy. Dr. Deepthi.